Chapter 4. A Hard Lesson for Arthur. Arthur went near to Gwen and looked at her face. Now she could see him clearly. He had light hair and blue eyes, just like hers. His face was very similar to hers. But she detested him, and now it was her turn to be angry.
"Yes, a girl did it, Arthur," she cried. "What are you going to do about it?"
Arthur looked at Gwen with hate in his eyes.
"Put my sword in the stone again."
Gwen nodded.
"Yes, that's a good idea. Let's do that."
She tried to move the sword. It wasn't heavy, but it was very sharp.
Can you help me move it, please?"
she asked.
"You said that it was easy,"
said Arthur unkindly.
"The true king pulls the sword from the stone,"
said Merlin.
"Nobody said anything about putting it in the stone again."
"But you said I was going to be king,"
Arthur cried, sounding like a small child.
"Do something, Merlin."
"In a way, you're king too, Arthur,"
said Merlin.
"Gwen is your distant family from..."
He paused and winked at Gwen.
"A place very far away. She left home very suddenly."
"Merlin knows who I am,"
Gwen thought.
"He really is a magic wizard, just like in the legends about him."
"But she's a girl,"
Arthur said.
"And girls can't be kings."
This was true, and Gwen didn't want to be king, or even queen. But Arthur's attitude was making her angry again. He was nothing like the Arthur in the legends.
"And spoilt little boys can't be kings,"
she answered.
"Kings must be reasonable, just and responsible. You're clearly none of those things."
"Don't fight,"
said Merlin, trying to calm the situation.
"I have an idea."
A few hours later, Gwen looked completely different. She had a new, shorter haircut, and she was wearing some of Arthur's clothes. Arthur sat by the window, looking at her and saying nothing. He was not happy. However, Merlin had something else to say to young Arthur, and he was shocked when he heard it.
"She'll need a squire,"
said Merlin.
"You're not the king, Arthur, but this way you can always be near the king."
"A squire? I'm not a squire,"
Arthur protested.
"I should have a crown on my head and expensive clothes. I should carry a big sword and have servants and..."
"If you want to wear a crown so much,"
said Merlin,
"you can dress as a girl called Gwen and marry your new king."
The look on Arthur's face was pure horror.
"But,"
Gwen said,
"in the legends, King Arthur was married to Guinevere."
She stopped. Merlin smiled and said,
"Yes."
Gwen was thinking intensely. Her name, Gwen, was short for Guinevere, although she never used that name. Was that only a coincidence? She assumed that Merlin knew this too.
"Merlin, listen to me carefully,"
she said in a very serious voice.
"I'm not marrying him. He's horrible and spoilt."
"Don't worry. I'm not marrying you,"
Arthur answered.
"Excellent. You both agree on something,"
said Merlin with a smile.
"That's already a good sign. You'll be a great squire, Arthur. I predict that our lives are going to be very interesting and different soon."